we're spread out between three different venues for housing, and everything feels very safe. You know, it's amazing the amount of volunteers and the help they have here, and pretty exciting because of the TV coverage that the sport is going to get. We did have some coverage in 2002, being a Salt Lake City Paralympic Games, but we've got the best coverage we've ever had in Paralympic skiing this year in all the sports for the Paralympics. And a lot of the other countries are having television for the first time. So there's definitely a buzz about the TV coverage and the amount of press and things that are going to come along with these games.
Now, the world has its eyes on Ukraine right now because of its crisis with Russia, and the dispute is happening relatively close to Sochi. Are there safety concerns surrounding the Paralympics because of this?
The athletes, we don't have TVs in our room, but we do have common areas in the residence that the athletes can watch the news. And the only English channels here are BBC World News and CNN and MSNBC. So a lot of that is covering that kind of stuff. But I would say most of the athletes aren't actually fully aware of what's going on. There's no sense of it around here. Everybody's very excited about the games, and volunteers and everybody are really encouraging and helpful. So we kind of feel like we're in a little bubble here. And I think the main focus is the event. We're at the judgment of the professionals that do security for the U.S. Olympic Committee that are here with us. And, you know, if they say that the situation gets to a point where we need to get out of here, we need to find a safer way to do things, then we're taking their lead. So we're focused mainly on the events and don't feel any difference in the venues or where we're staying than we would normally.
Has the U.S. Olympic Committee sent out any safety advisories or anything like that?
No, they haven't.
NBC is broadcasting 50 hours of the Paralympics, which is more than in the past. USA Today reports the move comes after the network was criticized for having sparse coverage of the London Paralympics in 2012. Most of the Sochi coverage will be on the NBC Sports Network.
A lot of the coverage is live, so it's, you know, 1, 2, or 3 in the morning. The downhill, Super G, and slalom, I believe, are all going to be shown live on TV. And then the snowboard event will be also. Several of the hockey games are going to be on TV. The Canada-US hockey game, I believe, is on NBC, and the opening and closing ceremonies will be on NBC as well.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
You're welcome.